Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Israeli forces conducting one of the largest raids in decades in the occupied West Bank. In Tel Aviv, ABC's Brit Clement.
At least 11 Palestinians have been killed by Israeli forces in the north of the West Bank in the biggest raid in years. Troops surrounding a main hospital in Jenin. Videos showing bulldozers tearing through streets. Water gushing down a road after the destruction of a main water line. The IDF says its forces are carrying out a counter-terrorism operation in Jenin and Tulkarm.
Special Counsel Jack Smith filing a superseding indictment in Donald Trump's January 6th election interference case. The streamlined charges were designed to focus on Trump's time as a candidate, not president, following the Supreme Court's presidential immunity ruling. The Surgeon General has released a new advisory today on parenting and stress. It says financial worries, concern about health and well-being of their kids, and the dangers of social media are weighing on parents' minds. Almost half say they're stressed most days. This is ABC News.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A soldier from Wisconsin who crossed the border from South to North Korea is expected to reach a plea deal in his Army court-martial. Private Travis King of Racine will reportedly plead guilty to 5 of 14 charges. King crossed into North Korea last year after he was released from a jail in South Korea. Enrollment is down in Wisconsin's public schools, but education leaders point out that costs per student actually go up when that happens. Luther Olson is the statewide network liaison for the CESA Education Agency.
We fund on a per capita basis, but in reality, that cost goes up. So everybody says, well, you know, you have less kids, you don't need as much money. But unfortunately, that's not quite the case.
Olson speaking with Wisconsin Eye. Work on the next state budget begins next spring. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. We'll add Fitchburg to the list. The city will now have a referendum on the ballot in November. At last night's meeting, the Common Council approved a referendum of nearly $3.6 million. That money would largely be used to create new public safety jobs in Fitchburg. 5 police positions, 6 fire department positions, cover some costs for the police department, and improve infrastructure. For a home valued at $400,000, that would add about $300 to the tax bill every year. Of course, that's on top of referendums for the city of Madison and the city of Monona. Madison leaders say they need this money because expenses keep going up, inflation causes prices to rise, labor costs more, and aid from the state isn't rising with it. Meanwhile, officials in Monona say they're losing staff because they can't afford to raise pay. This is why it's so important to vote. There's a good chance the election in November will directly impact your property tax bill and services available in your city. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, and this is WMDX News.
The Brewers lose in a battle of home runs. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports. Milwaukee hit 2 home runs, but the San Francisco Giants hit 3 of their own to win 5-4 on Tuesday night, including the go-ahead shot by Mike Yastrzemski. Manager Pat Murphy says the game should be a good learning experience for the team.
It's a great learning experience for a lot of the guys, and it's tough when things don't go your way. But I love the way they competed, and if they keep competing like that, it gives us a chance in these types of games against these type pitchers.
Milwaukee was leading the NL Central by 12 games a week ago, but after losing 4 of the last 6, the Brewers' lead is down to 9 in front of the Chicago Cubs. The second of 3 games in the series against the Giants is tonight in Milwaukee. The Packers trimmed their roster down to 53 players on Tuesday. Green Bay placed running back A.J. Dillon on injured reserve in one of the moves. The Packers also kept kicker Greg Joseph over Anders Carlson, a 6th-round draft pick last year. For Civic Media Sports, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Mostly cloudy this morning. We'll see a little more sunshine by later this afternoon. It's going to be muggy today with a high near 80. Tonight, 65. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 85 with showers and thunderstorms. Tomorrow night, could be some heavy rain with a half inch or more possible tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
As a network, we're called Civic Media because a big part of it is we want to start modeling how civic discourse really should happen and being respectful of each other's opinions, even if you disagree, you know, like they should be given a platform.
If Rocker and I can get along, right. We can all get along.
I know,
along.
Exactly.
Right,
yeah.
Rocker?
Yeah, that's right, Jimmy.
Well, you do have a wall in between the two of you, so
glass.
It's like the
it's only glass.
It's only tear down the walls. Listen to Max Inc. Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
Pete Schwabba. On the next Nightlight, I'm joined by the co-host of the Maggie Dawn Show and actor Brian Kelly and director of the cult classic The Giant Spider Invasion and Wisconsin native Bill Rabane.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Freedom, freedom, I can't move. Freedom, cut me loose. Yeah. Freedom, freedom, where are you? Because I need freedom too. I break chains all by myself. Won't let my freedom ride in hell. Hey, I'm going to keep on running because the winner don't quit on themselves.
It's not uncommon for a prosecutor to do this. It's actually a smart move with the trouble that he's having with the now former, but as of an hour ago, current indictment. He now supersedes, he streamlines, and he tries to take that indictment further. It really is a smart move on Jack Smith's part. Whether it'll survive is unclear right now, but it is a slick move.
Happy superseding indictment day, everybody.
Happy superseding indictment day.
I'm feeling super. How are you guys feeling?
Super. Thanks for asking. All things considered, I couldn't be better, I must say. I'm feeling super. No, nothing bugs me. Everything is super when you're... Don't you think I look cute in this hat?
Look at this hat. Look. It's a different one with blue writing for superseding indictment day. Hi.
Hi.
I feel like I might get little mini chubbies when there's breaking news music, because normally it's little, some other criming, some other indictment, something.
Little lady chubbies?
A little lady chubby.
Like your little lady weights? Every time I hear breaking news, I'm like, ooh, Donald Trump's getting arrested again! Whee! This is very exciting, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, come on! I saw my Glenn... I know, it was almost Get Me Glenn Kirshner Day 2 days early, but I saw him on TV, so we're good. But here's just some, you know, just fun facts for you.
Okay.
Let's stick on the fun things first. Andrew Weissman said, for those counting, 5 separate grand juries, scores of citizens have now found possible cause that Trump committed multiple felonies. I certainly hope that comes up in the debate if he doesn't puss out.
I hope so, too.
Although he did some more pre-pussing yesterday on the debate, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah. But how do you answer that? It's which, because of course, let's play Walter the Dog. We don't need to. Because, you know, Jody, have you noticed he's kind of repetitive?
He's kind of repetitive.
Do you think he said witch hunt?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Stop interrupting me!
Election interference.
No.
Something, something, weaponization, election interference. That's funny because that's what he's being invited for, is election interference. So he's election interference, witch hunt, comrade, Kamala, something, something.
Whatever.
Jump on Jim.
Right, yeah.
Right.
No, that wasn't part of it.
Oh, okay. For once.
Surprising.
But how do you write, if you're in this debate, just, it's Kamala, Joe Biden, blah. It's 5 separate grand juries, right, of citizens of your, you know, of your peers, mm-hmm, have indicted you. No, nobody else. It right. Just, I, okay. So let's talk about the fun fact. Here we are, Glenn Kirshner.
I know it's hard when you can't see the blue eyes. However, he said, here's why today's new Trump indictment is good news. The first indictment against Trump was 45 pages long. This new one is 36 pages long, but it includes the same four felony charges. Jack Smith took some info out to conform to the Supreme Court decision, but all four crimes survive. So it's so ridiculous, this Supreme Court immunity ruling. I can't even. I get re-angry all over again that we have to twist ourselves into pretzels because of this ridiculous, unconstitutional ruling. Yeah. But whatever. Yeah, it's a blah, blah. Katie Fang said a thought here. Special Counsel Jack Smith presented this evidence to an entirely new grand jury. So a new group of American citizens mm-hmm. doing their civic duty sat and heard this evidence and returned a true bill against Trump for the four charges in the superseding indictment. Because mm-hmm. I guess they were saying there's a number of ways they could have gone, like, I don't know what the word is, rejiggered it, and, mm-hmm. but it's the same indictment. So this right. was somewhat of a surprise to right. some legal experts that right. it's a new mm-hmm. superseding indictment.
The definition of rejiggered is in the Federalist Papers.
Yes, stare decisis. Uh-huh. Ipso facto, what do you think?
Tort.
That should be your standard response, just tort. Oh, pardon me.
Tort is that delicious.
That was a breakfast burrito.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I torted again. As Katie Fang says, the spokesperson for Jack Smith has indicated there are no new charges against Trump in this new indictment. Of note, a new grand jury that had not previously heard evidence returned this. It reflects the government's effort to respect and implement the Supreme Court holdings and remand constructions after that immunity ruling, which, again, just another reason we must get out and vote in yes. enormous numbers, yes. this yes. disgrace of a yep. Supreme Court. Yes. Blah, 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 blah. Hold on. Glenn also said in this statement issued by Smith's office saying a new grand jury issued this indictment removes any argument that the prior indictment was tainted. He said taint. Because the first grand jury was presented with evidence that violates the Supreme Court absolute immunity ruling. Brilliant, in Glenn Kirshner's opinion.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, you don't have to be a lawyer to go, how are crimes official acts of any kind? But they remove the president and put in candidate Trump because yep. he was yeah. also a candidate.
Sure.
He was clearly doing this in his private capacity as someone that wanted to steal the election and stay in power.
Yeah.
So, yeah. All right. That's my law school thing. Put that over here. Okay.
We do have a lawyer tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow we have a big lawyer.
Who? Oh, George Conway?
Yes.
Is it George Conway
uh-huh.
Day? Oh, do not underestimate Catholic guilt, people. I accosted him. Chris saw it.
Mm-hmm.
The minute we walked into our hotel in Chicago, mm-hmm. he was right there with Molly Jongfast. I accosted them both physically. See, that's one disadvantage you have, Jody, is you can't accost people physically to book them. There was almost tackling involved. But anyway, and then I texted him twice and he didn't answer, so that's why.
No, he got back to me.
No, I know, that's what I'm saying, but he didn't answer my text twice in Chicago after I physically accosted him. So
maybe
I knew
he likes me better than he likes you.
That could be, too. That could also be.
I mean,
however, I may have just...
Jody's
no, you know what it is? It's like loosening a jar. It's like loosening a jar. And I did most of the work.
Oh, I see.
And then you just speak.
Okay.
I'm
Got
sorry,
it.
What? Which insult did you say that I missed?
I'm not as prickly.
Jody's less prickly.
Screw you.
Oh, you know what? She just proved your point.
Yeah, exactly.
Can I just... I just told Ron, the guy that owns the radio show that's trying to kill me for the life insurance money.
Uh-huh.
We spent an inordinate amount of time together, you and me and Ron and John Fugelson.
John, yeah.
Who is John remains a delight.
Well, he does. John was tired the entire time, so he didn't speak much.
We were all super sleepy. John finished his book, though.
He did.
Separation of Church and Hate. People cannot wait for this book to come out.
Yep.
People have been asking him for years to write this so they can use it with their right-wing yep. relatives and blah, blah, blah. Oh, no, did I? Oh, no, I didn't delete it. No, I told him I was going to read this on the air, because these were funny. So I sent Jody, just so you know, some very loving and heartfelt texts, because we'd spent a whole week together. We were exhausted, but it was a great week yep. for us, for the show. I was showing a lot of appreciation
yeah.
for all of you. And Ron was a big bag of D's, like he always is.
Oh, yes. Okay, this text. Okay, I remember this.
Okay.
It was funny.
So this was you and me and John Fugel saying... Uh-huh. and Ron on this text chain
yep.
at the airport
uh-huh.
on Friday.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye, sexy liberals. Have safe flights home, troubles home. This was a great series of events over 7 nights and 8 days. Talked about, you know,
right.
the sexy liberal tour and uh-huh. the week of shows. Okay, blah, blah, blah. You said thanks, Uncle Ron. The rest of his stuff is always boring.
Who, mine?
No, Ron's.
Oh, Ron.
I always...
Yeah, okay.
We were sitting with Tom Harmon. I was like, oh, and Bill Press. And I was like, Ron, there is a much shorter way to tell this story.
Just, oh, there always is with Ron.
Can we do a couple edits? Yeah. So I didn't read his whole thing because boring. Okay. Did you know? I was like, Ron, just get right to the... Okay.
Ron's never had to fit something into time. Like, he's never had to read a...
Right? He doesn't have to hit a spot and then hit a post.
He does not. He's never had to do that in his life.
On and on. Okay. Did you know in 1842... Ron! Okay, so this was me. Maybe I was tired from a week.
Uh-huh, you were.
I said, Ronaldo, just listen to how lovely I am. Ronaldo, I said it to Chris, but we kid because we love so much. You are an incredible force of nature and a force for good, and I hope you take in that you almost single-handedly keep this whole progressive universe spinning. We are eternally grateful, and you're better than fill in the blank at the touring business. John, I said it to you in the car, but after all these years, I'm still stunned by your intellect and brilliance. Thank you so much for lighting up my world the way you do. And Chris, what can I say? You've been my rock for 25 years. You are just so good at this. And I can't live without you. I love you all. I feel like this is a good last note in case my plane goes down.
Well,
there you go.
Yeah.
Ron writes back, Steph, thank you. Just know that if your plane goes down with Chris on it, John and I will have a magnificent meal in your all's honor after we pitch Sean and David Sirius for your time period. XO, Ron.
Hey, what about me?
Yeah, right?
Right?
Bastard person to both of us. I said, Chris is not on my flight, so even better for your evil plan, you stick. He said, yes, Chris can continue to produce. I said, bye-bye, hole. Please delete all my previous lovely thoughts. Oh, my God. Chris just liked producing over my dead body. All of you bastard people. And Ron just did a little smiley face back. Safe travels. And I said, thank you, Kerr. And that's how that ended. That's how most of my relationships end, like that.
No, he was going to pitch Dave and Sean of SiriusXM
right.
on you.
Oh.
Yes.
Cool. Whatever. It's like he even cares who goes in this time slot because I'm dead.
As long as there's a warm body in that time slot. That might have, you know, Democratic leanings.
You stepped on my dead body to say, why, yes, thank you, Ron. I would love to continue work on the show.
I was like, thanks for thinking of me.
I was like, what? Is there a moment of silence or anything for me?
No, of course not. We have time to fill.
Talk radio.
This is what
really
I get for trying
silence.
To be nice, to be heartfelt. God. Anyway, speaking of the dearly departed, oh my God, this Arlington story gets worse and worse. Yeah. Holy crap. So they apparently had an altercation with the Arlington spokesperson who told them you can't do campaign publicity stuff here. Of course, it might have even gotten physical because Corey Lewandowski was there. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. And then, of course, the Trump campaign lies about it. It's just, I can't. Because I was just there, interring my mom with my dad in Arlington, this is so raw for me, this whole story with this stupid thumbs-up picture above a grave. And okay. First of all, can I just say, the people at Arlington, the woman that, because they give you a person that shepherds you through this very difficult. Yes, and she was this incredibly tall, elegant African-American woman who my sisters and I just kept thanking her. We said, thank you so much. You're so lovely. You are being so kind and empathetic and just you're so classy. Thank you for this. She just was with us the entire time and, you know, took us through the service at the gravesite. And but there was another story I never told that I just because it's personal. But so I thought it was going to be just me and my sisters. It was a private thing because other, you know, people asked, can we come? I was like, no, it's just it's private. Right. It's our family, you know. But so a couple of childhood friends of my sisters came, which was they were coming to support, but I wasn't aware they were going to be taking pictures and video because it was, you know, I was bawling my eyes out. We were all speaking at the grave, my mom and dad's grave. See, I'm gonna start crying, but anyway, so this friend like shared pictures with all of us, and she's like, oh, should I create a public album? And you know what? And I wrote back and I said, I'm so sorry. I said, I know, you know, you've been so nice to my sister, but I said, please, I don't want any of this public ever. I said I was not aware anyone was going to be taking pictures or video. And I said, frankly, first of all, I look horrible because I'm bawling my eyes out as obviously, but I said also, this is not anything I would ever post publicly. Even a picture of me crying at my parents' grave, but just that picture made me just
vomit. Him like with his stupid thumbs up that he does everywhere.
Over a grave.
At Arlington. And abusing this staff. Do you understand like what how they have to vet people that work at Arlington?
Of course.
I mean, this woman could not have been classier and more lovely. And it is solemn ground. And they treat it like that. The people that work there treat it like that. So it's just, this is so personal to me that I'm just like, and I know he does something egregious every day, but okay. That's why I deserved the superseding indictment at the end of the day yesterday. I was like, yes, I deserve some joy today. All right, and I'm getting it, and some man meat. Bob Seska, Malcolm Nance, Carlos Sells Rocky. Oh. We're back. Yay. Okay, 19 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by Simply Safe.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we had peace of mind, right?
Yeah.
Maybe because we were in a bunker together, we were fairly civil to each other last week, but also because we had peace of mind because our homes were safe.
Right.
Our boots and also Bonnie and Clyde.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, this little ramshackle thing we have here in my house.
You know, all of this equipment is analog,
yeah.
So it's not very
right.
Valuable
Someone
anyway.
Might steal this 1980s radio equipment,
yeah.
And that would be tragedy.
Tragedy.
What?
It would be devastating.
Yeah, thanks, Jody. She's so understated.
Yeah.
Simply Safe Home Security. 24/7 monitoring agents act within 5 seconds of receiving your alarm, quickly assessing the situation and sending emergency responders to your door. With exclusive live guard technology, agents can see and even speak to intruders in your home, warning them the police are on the way. With no long-term contracts or cancellation fees, Simply Safe earns your trust every day by keeping you safe and satisfied, but never locked in. It's no wonder they've been named best home security system by U.S. News and World Report. 5 years running. They're not like a one-hit wonder, man.
Nope.
5 years running. Let's go. SimplySafe.com/Stephanie to save 20% on a new system today. SimplySafe.com/Stephanie. There is no safe like Simply Safe.
There's something wrong with us. Something very, very wrong with us.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Okay, dog parents, listen to how sneaky this is. When you look at a dog food label and see ingredients like wheat and rice, you might assume it's just a small part of the recipe. It's not. A lot of popular dog foods use a trick called fractionation. For example, if you looked at a dog food label and saw wheat as the first ingredient rather than meat, that might raise some red flags for you. Big dog food companies know this, so they split it up into different ingredients. So instead of a lot of wheat, which would push wheat to the top of the ingredient label, it gets listed as a little bit of wheat, wheat flour, wheat gluten, so it's easier to miss, and it looks like wheat isn't the main ingredient, when in reality your dog's food could be packed with enough wheat to bake a loaf of bread. And bread is not in your dog's natural diet. That's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's the premium freeze-dried raw dog food Caesar Milan, the original host of The Dog Whisperer, relies on to feed his pack. The first four ingredients are premium turkey, beef, duck, salmon. Bonnie and Clyde love it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. DrMartyPets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text fees may apply. Well, are you ready to unlock the secret to building muscle without spending endless hours at the gym? You can with Power Life High Impact Protein by Tony Horton. Tony's the creator of the workout program P90X. In 2017, he came down with a rare virus, was bedridden, lost muscle, didn't know if he would live. Now at 65, Tony is feeling amazing because he discovered HMB, a naturally occurring molecule that helps build and maintain muscle even without exercising. He created High Impact Protein, available in whey or plant protein, to mix with your favorite beverage. One scoop a day supercharges muscle growth, boosts energy, helps you slim down. Imagine building muscle without exercising. Make this your sidekick. Go to mypowerlife.com. Use that code fitness to save 30%. Tony even offers a 90-day guarantee. Go to mypowerlife.com or you can text fitness to 511-511. All individuals are unique. Your results can and will vary. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. mypowerlife.com, code fitness.
Are you looking to kick up your nighttime entertainment? Good times await you at the Lazy Wolf Lounge, Madison's East Side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Test your knowledge with Monday trivia. Let your inner rock star out with Thursday karaoke, plus live music, and meet all your friends at the Lazy Wolf for the big game. The Lazy Wolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyWolfLounge.com.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous, unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Are you and your family weather ready?
I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with civic media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Warm weather, humidity, and thunderstorms in Wisconsin bring mosquitoes that bite and annoy us throughout the spring and summer months.
They're there. They're always there. And then when we have high rainfall years, they're going to be more prevalent.
In fact, the first confirmed case of the West Nile virus has bitten Wisconsin. It was found in a blood donor from Washington County and also in a dead bird in Chippewa County. The West Nile virus is spread to humans, birds, and other animals through the bite of these infected mosquitoes.
Eliminate any water sources. Dump those flower pots out. Don't let dog or kitty pools sit. Fill them when you're going to use them and then dump them out. Clean the gutters. Reduce those sources is definitely going to help. You want to still be able to enjoy your yard.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Stephanie Miller. You make me feel like dancing. I feel like dancing, woo! Dancing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Angry staffer tweets, huge. It looks like they decided the SCOTUS immunity decision didn't help Trump with any of these charges. So this is a good day for justice.
Good lawyering.
Yeah, but I agree with my boyfriend.
Which
my Lawrence? Mom's
boyfriend. Lawrence O'Donnell. I only used your mother as pimp bait to get Lawrence O'Donnell to do sexy liberal.
Please don't
Boston.
Pimp out comedy legend Carol Burnett.
It worked. Okay.
Except then he couldn't even be on the panel anyway.
Ends means. Yeah. Well, that's because of Trump, because he ruins everything.
He does.
Well, he slammed the Republican Supreme Court as a stain on American democracy, yes, saying the court's recent immunity decision was one of Republican convenience and not a product of legal scholarship. Again, if you need any more evidence why this election is so important, he said the Supreme Court ruled any crime Trump conspires to commit in the Oval Office with appointed members of the executive branch or any of the crimes are crimes the Supreme Court believes the founders wanted the president to get away with. The Republican Supreme Court is, of course, insanely wrong about that. The decision was not a product of legal scholarship. That decision was a product of Republican convenience. Every justice who voted in support of that opinion is a Republican. Mm-hmm. The Supreme Court was, by design, supposed to be above
right.
partisanship. Mm-hmm. And the fact that conspiring with the Justice Department to commit crimes is off limits is just, it's insane. He said no other democracy in the 21st century, where 7 out of 50 states decide presidential elections through an electoral contrivance created in slaveholding country 235 years ago, the Electoral College gave us the Supreme
yes.
Court, not the voters.
Right.
Just talking about none of the, you know, people who appointed them won the popular vote mm-hmm. is just another stain on top of a stain.
Ew.
There's not enough zout in the world, is my point.
Tort.
Hello. What? Karen tort. In Chicago.
I'm just going to say tort.
Thank you.
Hi,
you
good morning. Oh,
hi.
Yes, thank you.
Stare decisis. Go ahead.
Hi. Yeah, hi. No, that's exactly what I was calling about. We have got to give Kamala and Walz the numbers in the Senate and the House.
Yes.
The Electoral College is undemocratic. That needs to be done, and we need to expand the courts because we would not be in this mess without it. And thank you for saying that. And I will help Jody do Weekend at Steffi's if anything happens.
Thank you,
we'll
Karen.
Prop you up.
Karen, you are a liberal helper as well.
Right?
Thank you for so many people making plans for my demise and how you would just traipse merrily on. I appreciate that.
I can fit your clothes, too, huh?
Pardon me?
Yeah, well, you have
your
good.
Closet. Yeah.
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 Listen, I have a number of lightly... This is lightly used. Look, Carmela is coming. This new T-shirt is up at StephanieMiller.com. You support this whole little... This thing, if you go to StephanieMiller.com. What else just went up? I'm a Steph head?
That's it.
What about the other?
Steph, laugh, repeat. No, all right. I sent it to you again. All right, thank you.
No, you sent me something without an attachment. I had no idea what you said.
She does that sometimes.
I know.
I forwarded it to you.
Okay. There was no attachment.
He sent it to you, too. Anyway, thank you, George, our free... George and Robert do amazing. Thank you so much for your free designs. They're fantastic. And so everybody can get, like, their Kamala and whatever T-shirts with a Stephanie Miller Show on it, which is fantastic. So you can, you know, advertise us. Do it. Do it. Bob Seska is coming up next.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the John and Gordy Show.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A soldier from Wisconsin who crossed the border from South to North Korea is expected to reach a plea deal in his Army court-martial. Private Travis King of Racine will reportedly plead guilty to 5 of 14 charges. King crossed into North Korea last year after he was released from a jail in South Korea. Enrollment is down in Wisconsin's public schools, but education leaders point out that costs per student actually go up when that happens. Luther Olson is the statewide network liaison for the CESA Education Agency.
We fund on a per capita basis, but in reality, that cost goes up. So everybody says, well, you know, you have less kids, you don't need as much money. But unfortunately, that's not quite the case.
Olson speaking with Wisconsin Eye. Work on the next state budget begins next spring. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. UW-Madison move-in continues today, and man, they've got much better weather. Freshmen began moving into the dorms yesterday, and it felt like it was 100 degrees out. Staff and volunteers were under tents. They were handing out tons of water. Today, though, they've got much better weather. No excessive heat warnings. Just loads of things to carry with their teenager into the dorms for the first time. And Wisconsin is one step closer to getting its first Topgolf location. The Monona Plan Commission approved a zoning permit for the company this week. If you drive the Beltline in Monona often, you know exactly where they'll be building it. It's at the former WPS site, taking over that property and land where an office building sits nearby. Topgolf complexes have driving bays, bars, and restaurants. Right now, the nearest Topgolf to us is in the suburbs of Chicago. The project is expected to cost about $30 million. It still needs the okay of the Monona Common Council, but if they get it, they plan to open in 2026. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, and this is WMDX News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Mostly cloudy this morning. We'll see a little more sunshine by later this afternoon. It's going to be muggy today with a high near 80. Tonight, 65. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 85 with showers and thunderstorms. Tomorrow night, could be some heavy rain with a half inch or more possible tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
As a dairy farmer from Lodi, I know that Joan Baldwin delivers for Wisconsin farmers. Because when our farm faced tough times, Joan stepped up to fight for us. Working to lower taxes, improve rural roads, and secure support for farm programs, Joan Baldwin puts farmers first. So when it comes to protecting my farm and my cows, I trust Joan Baldwin. She's always stood with us. Now let's stand with her. Vote Joan Baldwin for State Senate. Paid for by Volunteers for Agriculture, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's agent or committee.
Listen to the John and Gordy Show weekdays right here on Mad Radio, sponsored by Verlo Mattress of Madison. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. Find them on Madison's east and west sides or online at verlo.com.
The back seat. Check the back seat.
Gets in your head, right? Good, because every year dozens of children are forgotten in the back seat. Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. So get it in your head. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time for a Hump Day edition. Pat Kreitlow of Up North News, Trigvy Olson, Lincoln Project, and much more. Be here.
Hump Day!
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2.
UnderageDrinking.samhsa.gov.
Trump just doesn't know how to deal with Kamala Harris. He doesn't know how to pigeonhole her. His usual language of belittlement, derision isn't working. There is in the country this sense, I think, of been relieved from an election that people were dreading between two candidates who've run before, an acrimonious, nasty convention, a sense of the country locked with these two older Americans, and suddenly there was a convention that really was a joyous event and that said, we've turned a page, and Trump can't figure out how to turn his own page.
Mm-hmm. I have an entire stack of Trump's disastrous campaign stories, which I can't wait to get to. Okay. It's this guy. I miss him. Speaking of dreamy, hunky men, why? Bob Seska joins us now.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special broadcast.
You're cute. I love you, Bob Seska.
Where are you calling from?
Bob is calling us from Washington.
You Seska thing.
You Seska.
Washington, D.C.
Just follow the money.
Hi, Bob. Hi.
Hi. Welcome home. I was missing you guys last week, but I was watching vicariously through Free Speech TV. So I felt like I was there in a sense. But boy, did it seem like you all were having so much fun.
Oh, with yes.
JoJo from Jers.
Yeah.
And everyone, yeah. It's such a great week of shows.
It's everything, but it is like sensory overload, right? It's a lot. We're so exhausted. It's going to take us a week to recover. But yeah, it's everything you saw on TV. I mean, it was just joyous and exciting and just like, I think, no convention anyone's ever seen before, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. This is the Democratic Party I've been waiting for like 30 years.
Thank you.
I'm so glad that we're finally here. And that's not to disparage previous iterations of the Democratic Party, but this is something special. I think all the puzzle pieces have fit together just perfectly. We're in that one universe of the multiverse where everything seems to be working out. Don't get happy, of course. But, you know, we're just, Kimberly and I are just the biggest, like, Tim Walz fanboys. We just,
oh, my God.
Like, every time he's on screen
You're
or something
right.
during the convention.
He's Ted Lasso.
Something was happening on stage, and we're going, okay, what's Coach Walz doing? How's he reacting? Let's show Coach Walz more.
Did you see his latest thing about keeping your gutters clean? Oh, my God, I love him so much.
Oh, yeah. Of course. And naturally, he's exactly right.
Yes,
I mean, the death of a house begins in the gutter.
He is the neighbor that goes,
that up. I don't know if that's a thing.
Make sure you're good. Because I've had leaks because I didn't get enough leaves out of the gutter. He's the neighbor that goes,
same.
Get those leaves out of the gutter. You're going to have leaks.
That's right. Or he's up there on a ladder along your house.
Yeah, I'll get
the
it.
Stuff out of the gutter. I just thought I'd take care of this for you real quick. I hope you don't mind. There's Tim Walz, scaling the wall of your house,
I mean, you retweeted, AJ tweeted, nearly 10 years ago, I met a congressman from rural Minnesota who drove around for hours to help a single veteran get a pair of hearing aids so he could hear his dying wife's voice. Never would have guessed that Tim Walz would be in the running for VP. James said, Donald Trump calls veterans suckers and losers, and Tim Walz helps them hear their dying wife's voice. Any story just sums up once again the contrast in this election, right?
Well, one of the things I've been trying to emphasize on social media and on my podcast is the fact that someone like Coach Walz is immensely rare at this level of American politics. Mm-hmm. It's inconceivable that someone like Coach Walz gets to this place.
Yeah.
And naturally, I mean, you know, apart from all the amazing things, he's actually a pretty savvy political operator.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, you don't get to become governor and then nominee for vice president
they're
if
both...
you don't know how to navigate politics.
Yeah, so, they're both joyful, but they're tough. They're tough. And they are going, balls. Can I say balls to the walls? I believe so.
Sure.
Oh, and there's
a
T-shirt for just that at StephanieMiller.com. You retweeted our buddy, our pal, Mark Hamill, who joined us last Saturday at Sexy Liberal.
Oh, yes.
Nothing to see here, just a tone-deaf draft dodger gleefully giving a thumbs up at the graves of those who made the ultimate sacrifice and service to our country. Hashtag weird and sad. And just Fred, you reposted Fred saying, smiling at the grave of a Marine, smiling and doing his signature jackass thumbs up. I don't know if you heard my first segment and how personal this is to me, Bob, but I just interred my mom with my dad at Arlington. And when I read just this from NPR, the Trump campaign staff verbally abused and pushed an Arlington National Cemetery official who tried to prevent them from filming and photographing at the burial site. It's just, having just been through this with one of the loveliest people I've ever met that took us through this, you know, very sacred ceremony at Arlington, I can't hate someone more from the depths of my soul. I've never hated anyone. But Donald Trump is just despicable.
Right. Well, he's terrible at, you know, normal human emotions. He's terrible at showing respect for people who sacrifice and gave everything for their country. He doesn't understand that. He thinks they're suckers and losers. We've seen this sort of thing from Donald Trump before. I think there was a mass shooting. I want to say it was Uvalde, but of course there are so many, they all kind of run together. But with Donald, he appeared with the families of one of the victims of the shooting and was autographing what was it, like the death certificate or something? It was just like completely
a tragedy scenes. He goes, have a good time, celebrity. Everybody.
Yeah, he was like I think autographing the photo of the deceased person, the person killed in the shooting. And then he shows up obviously at Arlington and is doing that same S-eating grin, thumbs up thing that he does, whether it's some rando at Mar-a-Lago or one of his kids or, you know, a dead Marine who's been interred at Arlington Cemetery. It's the same, you know, stupid picture of him with his bendy thumb and standing there all awkward for some reason. The Trumps don't know how to stand like normal human beings. They have some sort of weird posture, standing. They're just totally attempting to stand like space aliens trying to figure out human behavior.
Right.
And this keeps happening. And then obviously there was a you know, I don't know what, fisticuffs at Arlington Cemetery, because they're saying, hey, look, maybe this isn't the location for one of your stupid campaigns, cynical.
And of course, the campaign lied. They're like, we'll be releasing footage proving this. And you're like, of course they haven't released.
Yeah. Well, I hope the press covers the awfulness of what happened at Arlington Cemetery and not just the wreath laying that he did.
They have footage of him doing the thing, but they don't have, it's like, oh, they're not going to release footage of the altercation if they have it, because it proves that, and Arlington confirmed it. There was an incident, and it was reported. Anyway.
Well, it's amazing. I mean, he so disrespects veterans. He disrespects the troops. Yeah. And then what happens is he does a wreath laying at Arlington, and suddenly all those other things go away. I said, oh, look, he's laying a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknown. Let's give him kudos for that. How about that? Donald, I guess he really does love the troops.
Oh, God.
No, that's not how it works. You don't get to erase all the other things with just one event like that.
Speaking of the media, you retweeted the headline from the New York Times, the Rich Lowry, Trump can win on character. You said this was written by Rich Lowry, who wrote that when Sarah Palin winked during her 2008 RNC speech, little starbursts flew out of the screen and ricocheted through every American living room. Oh, my God. Your girlfriend, Kimberly Johnson, retweeted this headline, Trump can win on character and joy is not a strategy, and just said, F you, New York Times.
Yeah.
She's a potty mouth after my own heart.
Very little subtlety in that reaction.
Just F you.
Right. So, yeah, it's absolutely insane. And I second Kimberly's reaction. I mean, I didn't tweet that, but, yeah. I would retweet what you just said.
Yeah. By the way, this is my, of all the phrases you've used, you said he owed us billions. He was talking about how he told a leader of a NATO country he wouldn't protect them from Russian aggression. He owed us billions. And you said this slobbery dingus. I don't know why. That's just my favorite now.
Can you say dingus on the radio?
I think so. Well, I did. Was president for 4 years and still doesn't know how NATO's 2% defense guideline works. Please do whatever you can to keep this dumb ass far away from leadership of any kind. You know, Lawrence O'Donnell has said this too. Mainstream media, ask him any question. Ask him if he understands. Ask him what a tariff actually is. Like, he doesn't understand anything.
No. He has no idea. And the tariff is the centerpiece of his economic proposal. So it was the centerpiece of his economic plan when he was president. Bear in mind, this guy has been president for 4 years. He's been operating on the national political stage for 9. And he doesn't know what a tariff is. You know what he plans to do? One of the many plans for a would-be next term is Donald Trump wants to replace the income tax with tariffs. And you know what that would mean? That would mean a regressive tax against working people, you know, disproportionately affecting their income more than wealthier people. And secondly, it would jack up inflation by something like 130%. And I'm not making that up. That's from Nobel Prize-winning economists, of which I am not one. But suffice to say.
Get out, Bob.
Yeah. Well, he wants to do this, and he doesn't even know what a tariff is. In fact, he's defiantly at his rallies going, I know what a tariff is. They don't know what a tariff is. I know what it is. We're taking millions and billions from China.
I mean,
and
that's
of course,
the thing
he doesn't know what he's talking about.
Yeah. You know, you can see why he's scared of this debate. Not only is he going to be up against a fantastic prosecutor that can really drive home the point that five separate grand juries of citizens of his peers, not Joe Biden, not, you know, XYZ, have indicted him, have found that he's committed crimes. I mean, and on top of which, that he doesn't understand any issue. So if they drill down, right? It's, I mean, I love it. Bob Schooley said it, just kind of echoes what you always say, Bob. He said, everything else aside, and it's a lot, you'd think after all these years it would be a bigger deal that Trump is unable to engage on any serious issue without sounding like a slippery fourth grader giving an oral report on a book he didn't read. Every answer is that weird stew of evasion and hyperbole, and there's rarely a follow-up to try to suss out if he really even understood the question. Thank you.
Yeah.
Speaking of bitching about Kamala Harris not sitting down for an interview when she's been the candidate for, you know, how many days and is doing a pretty good job getting her message out to the public, right?
Right. He never answers questions. That's the thing. He's given credit for taking questions, but yes, people ask him questions, but he never actually answers the question. So if someone were to ask him, like, I wanted to be asked, Lawrence O'Donnell wants to be asked, what is a tariff? What is the 2% defense guideline for being a NATO signatory?
A lie is not an answer.
Even if they ask it,
right?
Just make up some other nonsense.
That's what I mean. A lie.
About sharks and boats and Hannibal Lecter.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. By the way, you retweeted the guy telling you he's going to lower prices and end inflation is selling a $59 Bible, a $99 picture book, and $299 sneakers. I mean, and the grift goes on. Have you seen what the latest? Selling the NFTs again. I'm like, oh.
Oh, yeah. Back
God.
To the NFTs. Yeah. The AI. Like, Barron was sitting at Mar-a-Lago with just a ChatGPT creating a bunch of AI images of Donald that he's now selling to his sucker fanboys.
Yeah.
It is remarkable what these people will buy. They're selling like a, remember Billy Big Bass?
Yes.
Remember that thing?
Yes, uh-huh. That they have a Trump one now.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right.
Did you see the one,
well,
by the way?
Selling the,
it's Trump's,
Trumpy Trout.
It's right. Trump's head on, like, Chris's body. Did you see that?
Yes, I saw that. But they've got, like, a rubber Trump fish that you can buy that's mounted on a thing, and every time you walk by, it starts yelling nonsense at you.
It buys a timeshare every time you walk by?
Yeah. Right. And I think you can make installment payments to buy it. I think that's how expensive it is. I'm not sure. I haven't made it that far into the commercial yet because it's so disgusting. But,
well,
yeah, they'll buy anything. And it's, so it makes perfect sense that another grifter like RFK Jr. would now grapple on to Donald Trump's campaign.
He and Tulsi Gabbard, they're both, you know... They're all Team Russia. It's not like even a contradiction. Yeah. It's just, ay, ay, ay. Well, you know, I was going to say, you know, speaking of the mainstream media, so, you know, Kamala Harris and Tim Walz are going to sit down, right, with at CNN. But I'm telling you, this is why we were talking about the social influencer. All our best friends that we have on the show all the time were given such access to the DNC because people like you and them are getting actual truth out there.
Yeah.
You know, and people under a certain age are not watching cable news. So, you know, nobody gives a crap if she sits down with XYZ or whatever their latest hostage demand is, right?
Yeah, that's right. And, of course, this is a much bigger story than it should ever, ever be. I mean, especially when you see it side by side with something like what happened at Arlington Cemetery and the gazillion other trespasses by Donald, you know, that just maybe occurred in the last 24 hours, many of which we've actually forgotten about because, you know, it's just there's so many things.
By the way,
so,
her campaign, that's why they're doing such a great job, Bob, because they are on it. I mean, in this whole Arlington thing, did you hear that the campaign had to put out Afghanistan withdrawal facts? Because that's what it was. It was a stunt about Afghanistan is what this whole thing was about. Afghanistan withdrawal facts. Trump, not Biden, negotiated directly with the Taliban terrorists and excluded the Afghan army. Trump, not Biden, drew down U.S. forces from 13,000 to 2,500, making them vulnerable to attack. Trump, not Biden, ordered the release of 5,000 Taliban fighters from prison, one of whom would become the new leader of Afghanistan. Trump, not Biden, wanted to invite the Taliban leaders to Camp David on the anniversary of September 11th. Seriously. Trump, not Biden, agreed to a May 1st exit from Afghanistan, then bragged that he didn't need an exit strategy. Trump, not Biden, refused to brief Biden's incoming team on the situation in Afghanistan. And finally, Trump, not Biden, shut down every airbase in Afghanistan except one, crippling the U.S.'s ability to extract its assets safely. Mm-hmm. Do you hear any of that in the mainstream media, a fair telling of the Afghanistan withdrawal? You don't.
Oh, of course not. Of course not. And part of the problem, too, is that Donald has his own little fishbowl universe of weirdos and suckers, right?
Yeah.
So with that sort of indoctrinated following, he's able to inject whatever nonsense BS into their soft skulls all day long and create his own reality. So none of what you read actually makes any difference for something like 45% of the American voting population, maybe upwards of 47-48%, depending on what poll you look at. So that's, I mean, we've got a lot of work ahead of us.
Yeah.
Win or lose, there's an entire cultural rot that's happening in our country right now, where people are disconnected from reality. They don't know the difference between right and wrong. Their BS detectors are irrevocably broken. And so if Kamala Harris wins this election, and I do think that she will, I think we've got some work to do as far as correcting this entire population that's driven by disinformation.
I know we shouldn't get happy, but happy superseding indictment day.
Yes. Oh, that's exciting.
That's a BFD.
I love this. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. The only thing that Jeffrey Clark kind of got off the hook. I mean, that was the only sort of downside to this, but ultimately, more indictments for Donald Trump. This is
I will settle for any jury.
Yeah.
I will settle for any degree of justice for this slobbery dingus, as you call him. Love you, Bob.
Yes, the words of the day. Thank you.
Yeah.
I love you, Bob.
Protect and serve. Yeah.
SexyLiberal.com. I listen to it. I have to listen to it. It's a must listen to Bob Seska Show. I love you, Bob.
I love you, Stephanie. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
51 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Credo Mobile.
Yeah.
What does all of this whole conversation have in common? What, Jody Hamilton, on the Bob Seska Show, part of the delight that is the Bob Seska Show, and the Stephanie Miller Show, and she knew about Credo Mobile 20 years ago.
She did, because she's smart.
Yeah,
I'm just eulogizing you while you're sitting here, and you're
not even paying
attention to your own eulogy. So
most
smart.
People don't pay attention to their own eulogies.
Right. That's
I'm giving you an opportunity to listen now.
Point of a eulogy.
Very smart. Knew about Credo Mobile, America's only progressive phone company, right?
Yep.
They donated over $95 million to progressive nonprofits. All of your favorites, you name it. ACLU, Transgender Law Center, Rainforest Action Network, Planned Parenthood. Join Credo Mobile. You get all you want, the nation's most reliable network, competitive plans, great deals on new phones, friendly customer service, and switching so easy. Bring your current phone. Bring your current number. Go to credomobile.com. For back to school, they'll give you a $250 prepaid card when you bring a phone to them. Credo will donate $50 to donors choose to help provide school supplies as well to teachers who need them. How about art supplies, technology, diverse books, you name it. Learn more at credomobile.com or call 877-346-0516.
Inconceivable!
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, you've heard me talk about Chuck Norris. There's this video online of him hitting pads. He looks great. He's in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. Feels like he's really in his 50s. What's even more shocking is he's stronger, can work out longer, and has plenty of energy left over that helps keep him sharp and focused. You might be wondering how he's able to do all this. Well, he made simple change. Chuck uses Morning Kick, a refreshing drink designed to nourish your body, support gut health, boost energy, and feel youthful. I love it. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a game changer for me. If you want to feel better, gain energy, and enhance your overall well-being, go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. You get 40% off, and they have a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Text Stephanie to 511-511. Text fees may apply. Or go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in Stephanie one more time. That is roundhouseprovisions.com. Promo code Stephanie. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Roundhouseprovisions.com. bordeauxwines.com. Most wine lovers know Bordeaux for its fine, sophisticated, and expensive wines. Chateau Auguste Grand Rosé is a wine that is soft with well-integrated aromas that include roses, limes, lemon, and some nuttiness. They strive, though, to create wine of extraordinary quality that doesn't break the bank. And let me tell you, their rosé sure made a fan out of me. Chateau Auguste is the wine for those who take their fun seriously. They even have music played to the vines twice a day. The Chateau Auguste Grand Rosé won the top three awards at the Paris Wine Club. Best wine by varietal, the gold medal, and best in show by quality. Organically grown, no colorings or flavorings. The grapes are hand-picked with stems attached to prevent premature oxidation and keep the wine as fresh as possible. Right now, SiriusXM listeners can get over 50% off by going to AugusteGrandRosé.com. That's six bottles for $98 and free delivery. The promo code is Stephanie, 50% off with the promo code Stephanie. AugusteGrandRosé.com. The promo code is Stephanie.
Is your computer so slow you can hardly use it? Does it have blue screens, malware, viruses, reboots, hardware crashes? Sound familiar? Computers will have problems, and when they do, you need the computer experts at Madison Computer Works. Every day, we help home users and businesses keep their computers and networks running smoothly. For solutions to your computer problems, call the pros at 231-8000, and we'll turn this into this. Madison Computer Works. Computers that work for you.
Most of us can agree everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights.
Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
CapTime's Idea Fest is back for a week of powerhouse speakers and sessions exploring important local and national topics. September 15th through the 21st in Madison. This year's guest speakers include Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, former member of Congress Liz Cheney, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and historian Heather Cox Richardson, along with many others. Idea Fest brings together changemakers to discuss Wisconsin's triumphs and failures to help reach a better state. Purchase your tickets today at CapTimesIdeaFest.com to join this premier thought festival.
Mic's broken.
This portion. I was talking to my dog. That's more important. This portion of the show brought to you by Dr. Marty Nature's Men. See? Bonnie's like, you're right, Mommy. That is more important. Didn't you enjoy your Dr. Marty's? Mrs. Kisses? Okay. She says yes. Okay. They love their Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. Because what? It's the, you just know it's the first thing you need to do every morning. Right?
Right.
I get up at ass o'clock. Mm-hmm. Right? My they alarm do does that same thing because I don't know how to change it. Whatever sound that is. And then I go down, and the first thing I have to do before I even let them outside is put the Dr. Marty's in the, right?
Right.
Back in bowl. Yeah. Back in bowl.
Right.
Put back in bowl. And I do. Okay. Because it's the best dog food in the world. They're my children. They're my little babies.
Your rocks.
Turkey, beef, duck, salmon, antioxidant-rich fruits and vegetables. It is raw. It is freeze-dried. And that means all the nutrients and all the flavors stay in there. Mm-hmm. I don't understand that they make training treats out of raw, freeze-dried meat.
Right.
Why don't they make every dog food like this? It makes they go crazy for the flavor. And all them, that, why? They burn kibble with the high heat, dangerous byproducts. Phooey.
Gross.
Torch. See, we've moved on to a different subject.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jody. 54% off Nature's Blend right now and a free bag of Cod Krispies.
Never been
wild caught cod skin treats. Go now to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text fees may apply. Malcolm Nance and Coffee with Carlos Alzraqui as we roll along on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
On our next show, we'll talk to Robert Pilot from Native Roots Radio.
And MadX Comic-Con is coming to town. We'll be talking to the organizer, Ben Penrod.
Sure, the home seller's market is hot right now, but that means many people are jumping at the first offer. When you sell with the most trusted name in real estate, the Aaron Weber Group at First Weber, you're guaranteed the hottest offer, making you the most money for your home. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, your local realtor, friend, and neighbor, has your best interest in mind and wants you to make the most of this amazing time to sell. Bring a little heat to your home selling experience with Aaron Weber Group and move to Madison.com.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.